This year's Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act has new rules about patient confidentiality. Patient privacy is always an issue at the hospital where commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli works.
Recently, a patient was admitted to the hospital. He was in the midst of a course of estrogen hormone treatment, and he had undergone some below-the-belt surgery, but not enough of either to present to the eye as one gender or the other. He was in transition. Ambiguity is tricky when the west wing of the unit is all women, the east wing's all men, and no one's allowed into bathrooms of the opposite sex. At the moment, the patient did not have an opposite sex. After a number of anatomical conversations, he was given his own bathroom. He arrived late at night but slept well and was up and dressed for breakfast the next morning. He sat cheerfully with the other patients. He wore a flowered blouse, loose slacks, and a 5 o'clock shadow, or at least the 2 o'clock remains of a 5 o'clock shadow. His hair was in a bun. His voice was indeterminate. In the church choir, it could have been low alto or high tenor, and only the choir master would have known for sure. One table over, a young woman ate from her tray and stared. Finally, she pulled a nurse over and pointed. "Is that a man or a woman?" she whispered. "I can't tell you," the nurse said. "Why not?" the patient asked. The nurse hesitated. Being man or woman is in the public domain. But which domain is it when you're fully neither? One answer occurred to her. "Patient confidentiality," she said, and let it go at that.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Boston.